Hey, what's up? It's overslept. Boy, oh boy, did I oversleep? It's late. Oh well. 1:10. Once you get past noon, that's when it's like, oh man, what's the point? But hey, there's still plenty of stuff to do. Let me see. I got a nice Facebook message from somebody yesterday. Edwin sent me a message saying, I don't know you in real life, just a fan of the podcast. Just want to say, keep up the good work. That's better than knowing me in real life, being a fan of the podcast. I think that's I like fans of the podcast better than most people I know in real life. I speak to you probably more than most people. Yeah, I like you. So, thanks, Edwin. I just wrote thanks back because I was in the middle of something. I would have said more, I'm sorry. But now I'm acknowledging you here, so I hope that's enough. But I did write back. I always write back. You can, and I don't, if I don't, if that's, add me on Facebook, email me, chris@chrislaker.com. Tweet at me @ChrisLaker, however you prefer to get a hold of me. That's fantastic. I got an email from a guy. Well, he's not a listener, I don't think, yet. He just said, saw me. Guy, Patrick. Saw me at Governor's Open for Biglia, bought my album. I hope he's not. This is. I always. That's what I'm afraid of. That these people, these shows. That they'll. Thanks, Patrick, if you're listening. I'll write him back. But it's like if someone's like sees me and then they're like, hey, let's listen to this podcast, and then they're like, what the fuck is this? It's just like weird. It's hard to explain. But that's why I was doing the disclaimer. And then I was. Whatever. All right. I don't know, this Ariana Grande bombing thing is crazy. It's terrible. I don't know, that's all. I think the president called them evil losers, which it's really an odd phrase. Not to make it about Trump, but it's just like a weird evil. They're losers. It's like what he calls everybody. You could just say they're there's a lot of a lot of things you could say. There's classier mean words than loser. What would be a, I find evil is a evil's good. Evil's not bad. I find it to be a little childish, but because I don't believe in, it's like this concept of, you know, because it's like, what are they, possessed by the devil? I mean, they're, but that's fine. Evil. I don't know what else you call ISIS, but losers. It's like calling them dopes, or something like that. You know, it's like it's not strong enough. Let's see what it. I'm sure there's been other whatever the fucking. The prime minister there said about them is probably more articulate. Anyway, so that's like all the news is this bombing, which is, you know, nothing funny to say there. This one guy tried to make jokes. Some freelance writer, I don't know his name, and I'm not going to like say his Twitter, because he made some jokes. They were all bad. I saw there's like more articles and more people yelling at this guy than Anthony Bourdain called the guy an asshole. And I don't make jokes about like the tragedy right after something happens. I don't do that. But and the jokes weren't good, and then he deleted them and apologized, and then it just, I guess I find it, I find, it's always, they elevate the voice of somebody who doesn't have that much of a voice and then act like they're the worst person in the world. And I don't think, I think unfollow, but I don't think Anthony Bourdain has to call a guy an asshole. Everybody loves Anthony Bourdain. If I call the guy an asshole, it's not a big deal. And I wouldn't even do that. Why bother? Just don't follow the fucking guy. And, it became a big thing. And then I guess he claimed he wrote for all these places, but he probably just wrote like on a freelance basis, wrote something for them once, and then they all said, he doesn't work for us, this guy's a jerk. Like Access TV or whatever, I don't know. But that guy, well, the good thing about that, the Twitter outrage, I mean, it lasts for, people will forget that guy by lunch. It started late last night. There's people probably finding out about it today. Well, lunch already happened. It's probably already over for this guy. Remember that AIDS tweet woman? She tweeted that AIDS joke on her way to South Africa. By the time she landed in South Africa, that tweet went viral. She was fired from her job. Everybody hated her. They thought she was the worst person in the world. Who remembers her name? Fucking nobody. You got to look her up. That's the thing. She's applying for a job or something, I guess. You Google her, and you're like, oh, she's the AIDS tweet person. And I would hire her. I'd be like, oh, she's got a fun story, at least. She'd be interesting to talk to. Roger Moore died. He was a James Bond, and now he's dead. He was, I don't know what else he did. James Bond. That's a pretty big deal to be a James Bond. Back when, he was, the third? I gotta stop saying, you know. Don't worry, I know all about my verbal crutches and tics. If you're like, oh, he says, I know about them, and I hate them too. I think everybody that listens to this show doesn't like me and is picking out all the things that I hate. Pot, here's in the news. We don't need to talk about Ariana Grande. We don't need to talk about Trump or the Manchester attack. ISIS claimed, some people get all their news from this, but ISIS claimed they carried out the bombing at the Ariana Grande concert. Killed 22 people. It's terrible. There's nothing else to say about that. Catch these guys. I saw a news alert. Oh, let me look at my, they caught a guy. 22-year-old Salman Abedi as bomber behind attack. So they identified the guy. So they're, if you're in Manchester, watch out. Maybe, Robin Brighton, our hearts are with you in England. Yeah, I think it's a weird thing to do, to be like, oh, you know, we are always, yeah, of course. There's a lot of weird sentiments that come out at a tragedy that I always find. These people are strong. You know, of course they are. There's any tragedy that happens anywhere, they always talk about how strong the people are in the town. And where's the weak town? That's my only question. Where's the town where everybody's like, Oh boy, these bunch of cowards. They're all running away. No, they're all. We're all strong. The whole world, every town, the townsfolk, strong. By and large, okay. But I don't mean to make that. That has nothing to do with this particular tragedy. It's just always something I find interesting that people say at a tragedy. But catch that guy. Police arrest 23-year-old man. Oh, they arrested him. Good. Okay. Don't worry about it, Rob. They got the guy. And I'm sure they'll figure out how this all went down. It's just, I mean, it is fucked up. People, what are you going to, it's like, people could do random shit. It's not like, it's horrifying. Pot convictions go up with California legalization. What? That doesn't make any sense. How could it go up? It's legal. Thousands of pot convictions in California are going up in smoke thanks. Wait a second. Oh, marijuana convictions go up in smoke with legalization. That's my dyslexia. Where is that? Yeah, they go up in. Thousands of pot convictions in California go up in smoke. Thanks to the state's new marijuana law. Since California legalized regulation of pot, thousands of people convicted of marijuana crimes have been asked to get their records reduced. Well, there you go. California. California's pretty chill. It's a beautiful state. And their senators are cool. I like that. Or is that guy a congressman? Ted Lieu? I follow him on Twitter. Well, good for you, California. Scientists find 7.2 million year old pre-human remains in the Balkans. Ooh. Pre-human remains. What's that mean? What do they got here? 7.24 million year old I can't even read these words. It's all like, they're very long. I think it's some common, it's like a person before person. They found, well, 7, is that, oh, I don't know. But that sounds interesting. I'll have to read about it later. I don't know science shit. That's like why when people are like, don't teach creationism in school, teach science. Now, I don't think you should teach creationism. But I'm also like, science ain't so hot either. It's a real son of a bitch to learn, I'll tell you that. I failed a bunch of science classes. I think science is good for the scientists. I'm not anti-scientist. I'm anti-science if you don't need it. I don't need any of that stuff that they made me learn. Chemistry, biology. Those are the big ones. Chemistry was the worst. And that shit, I don't need none of it. So, but I'm glad it exists. I guess they teach it, and then if you like it, this is the thing, you go to chemistry class. If you like it, learn the shit out of it, and then they give you extra points or something, but you're like, man, this is kind of bullshit. They'll be like, all right, man, go smoke cigarettes down the street or something. You don't need it. It's no big deal. You know, it encouraged me to do my other interests. in high school, that was mostly smoking cigarettes and hanging out. Which, really, if you think about it, sort of became my life. I don't smoke cigarettes anymore. I had to quit the cigarette, but it's really just hanging out with my friends who are smoking cigarettes. That's most of comedy, is hanging out with your friends and bullshitting. And that's, they didn't encourage that in school at all. They wanted me to do chemistry. I don't know. I think that's it. I got to go. It's late, man. I got up late. There's a whole day of stuff ahead of me. And this has been 15 minutes. So, thank you. This was, we got to... Everybody stay strong. We're going to fight ISIS. We're going to get them. Eventually, all the ISIS people will die, as will we. So, and then if there is some kind of heaven and hell situation, it'll get sorted out there. Or there's nothing and we won't even know, but we'll all be gone. So, you know, it'll be fine. I don't know what any of that meant, but I think I'm on to something. All right, email me and all that stuff, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow. We love you.